This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Episode 380, Love and Money, Romance Scams with April Helm.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Happy Galentine's Day, Frugal Hey-ho. Friends. It is Valentine's Day, and we are so excited to, hopefully you're listening to this.
Her name is Jen. My name's Jill.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry.
We're just so excited.
It's actually the day before Valentine's Day, but we're so excited to do this Valentine's Day episode on romance scams.
Yeah, we did something similar, only different, back at Halloween, where we did a departure from our typical episodes just to have some fun with money stories. And we loved it so much that we thought we got to do something around Valentine's Day to talk about how love then interweaves with this.
Yes. Yeah, so we, on our Halloween episode, episode 350, my favorite money murder scams. Basically how scams are murdering your money.
This is our way of gently easing into just becoming a scam podcast.
Gently easing.
We love it.
But we had a lot of fun today with April Helm talking not just about romance scams and kind of laughing along with them, but also normalizing it. And giving you some insight on how you can, A, avoid them, and B, handle or affect somebody in your life who may be part of one.
Mm-hmm. Which apparently, as we see in our poll, a lot of people have been impacted by scams, particularly romance scams, either themselves or someone close to you, or just an awareness that they exist. And so I think wherever we find ourselves on that spectrum, it's important to be equipping ourselves with knowledge, know where we can be protecting ourselves, warning others along the way, because this is more prevalent than I think we want to even realize. And we'll learn that a little bit more with April. But some of you did share some of your stories about what you've heard happen to maybe family members or to yourselves. So I think it's certainly relevant.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely stick around for this one. It's a really good one.
But first, this episode is brought to you by Cupid, the creepy nude baby flying around hunting us. Only his bow and arrow serves to unite beings that belong together. Kind of like you and a high-yield savings account. If you don't have one yet, we really do recommend CIT. It's who I, Jill, personally use. They are currently offering 4.65% APY on their Savings Connect account. So right now, we are the creepy babies flying around telling you about the best places to keep your money, because high yield savings accounts will love you back. You earn a percentage on your money.
I got all my clothes on.
FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/CIT.
Just want to make that clear. All of
them. I'm not a baby and I'm not nude.
I'm not a baby. All right. So in our gentle transition to becoming exclusively a money scam podcast, we have brought on April Helm. She's the host of the show Scammer Stories. And she started this podcast because her mother was actually scammed. And she tells that as one of her stories. But we will laugh. We will be sad. And at the end, we'll give a few extra tips for what you can do about scammers in your life. So enjoy.
Let's get to it.
April, welcome to the Frugal Friends podcast. This is going to be a really fun show. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for having me on. This will be fun.
We did a fun little scary money stories episode back at Halloween, and it got us thinking, ooh, Valentine's Day is coming up, and we got to do something good for
all the way back in October.
But we did. I think we even mentioned it on the podcast. Well, part of it became a public service announcement. Honestly, we thought we were just doing something fun, and then we realized, whoa, there's some really complicated and complex scams out there. And a lot of us are more vulnerable than we think we are. And then especially when you throw love or the thought of love into the equation, how much more is it valuable to look at? So I think we want to, in part, have some fun, but also PSA, beware. So with that, April, this is what you do. You get to have some shock and awe and learning all the time. And we just want to hear from you, your top three favorite romance money scams, whether they're the best, worst, funniest, favorite. And we're just going to talk about them.
Yeah. So let's kick it off. Okay. Let's go like 3, 2, 1. What's your third favorite? Favorite's a strong word. Romance money scam.
Okay, so we'll start off with a fun one, kind of. A woman I called Aubrey, not her real name, was duped by a man she thought was The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
For about $250,000. She was married to a higher up colonel in the military and would go to White House dinners. She was married. This is a very wealthy family. Her and her husband separated. She got a message on Facebook from a man she thought was Dwayne Johnson. Now, back in the day, she was a flight attendant and she did meet him on a flight. So she thought, okay, this could be real.
Wow.
And they started a relationship. The scammer was so good that he would predict things that would show up on social media before they showed up on social media. Like The Rock had a baby and he just guessed that The Rock was going to have a baby. And he told Aubrey, we're about ready to have a baby. It's coming out in the news. Don't be worried. We're not together. And then it just so happened that it came out in the news that The Rock had a baby. I don't know how he was able to do that, but it was a very convincing scam.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she was still married at the time. And then one of The Rock's best friends is a comedian and journalist in the UK. And he actually did a story on her that she was the scammer instead of The Rock. And it really devastated her, embarrassed her, put her in a deep depression, almost committed suicide. She ended up begging her husband back. He forgave her. Because she lost everything, didn't have a dime left to her name. So she moved back in with him.
Okay, so how did it all devolve? So how did we get from I'm in a relationship with The Rock to The Rock's journalist friend is writing a story about me? Like, how did we get there?
Yeah, she was getting ready to buy a house with him. And certain things just didn't start adding up. You know, of course, when you're talking to a scammer, you want to meet them. So she'd planned to meet him. He wouldn't show up. She, you know, all the plans that they had, you know, buying a house, he never showed up to buy the house. He never showed up with any money. So finally she figured out it was a scam that way. And then the journalist did the story on her after that. But it took about 2 years. This whole process took about 2 years. In 2016 was when her scam happened.
And so how was the scammer taking money from her? Like, what were the things he was asking for? How did he like groom her? What was that?
Yeah, there was always something. They come up with a million different ways. They need a lot of times he needed money for a cell phone, or there was a loan that wasn't going through. There was a business deal that he was getting ready to close on, but it wasn't going to make any money until the very end. And he just needed her to give him some money until he closed the deal. And then he'd send it back, you know, something with his family. It was just a whole multitude of things that he would go through to get money from her.
So she left her husband at the time to be with who she thought was Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And they had this relationship over the course of, what did you say, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
And they talked. Did she ever end up meeting the person behind the fake account?
No, she didn't.
No. Uh-huh. Did they ever find anything out about this person? Like, did the journalist who wrote this story find out anything?
He reached out to me, actually, recently. And he said, I figured out what I did was wrong, and I would like to speak with her. Yeah.
Wow.
And he
Love
said,
journalism.
I know. No, this guy's bad news. And he said, I would like to speak with her. Can you connect me with her? And I said, sure. So I reached out to Aubrey and said, he's wanting to talk to you now. He realizes how wrong he was and he's wanting to make amends. And she says, I don't want to talk. We went back and forth on whether she should talk to him or not. And I said, well, how about this? How about I'm on the call with you and I'll record it. And anything he says that's a lie, we have it so we can come back. And so I went to him and said, she'll talk to you, but I need to be on the phone call. She needs an advocate there with her. And we went back and forth for probably a year. And he said, no, I'm not doing that. I said, okay, well, she's not talking to you then. And then he was like, okay, we can do it. He was just really rude. It was just a really weird situation. So we never ended up doing the article.
So what was the journalist, what inspired him to write the article in the first place?
Him and The Rock are friends in real life.
Uh-huh. And how did The Rock even find out about this? It just seems like scammers are using celebrity profiles all the time, right? This isn't uncommon. So how did this come to light that, A, this is not an uncommon scam, right? So like, why would you even think that she was the scammer?
She has so many
loose ends.
Yeah, she has a very deep Southern accent. And so in the article, he said she was just a dumb Southerner and she was trying to get in with The Rock to get his money. I guess he didn't. Because she started messaging The Real Rock on social media. This is happening to me. This guy's claiming to be you. So then the journalist says, oh, she's just trying to scam him. Get in touch with the real The Rock and scam him after
when she started to realize this isn't what I thought it was, and then trying to rectify it, it kind of threw up some red flags around her. Something that stands out to me about these scams, whether it's romance involved or otherwise, is that there are a few key believable pieces to it. You know, at face value, when you just started saying, this girl thought she was talking with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I'm like, oh, brother, who even falls for this? But then you add in these extra pieces of being in these circles and having wealth and having had met him in the past, and you start to realize, oh, okay, so she wasn't just some dumb Southerner as the journalist tried to portray her to be. There were some believable aspects. And then you add in some of these pieces that you couldn't even imagine how it came about that the scammer was able to guess that this was about to happen. Maybe the scammer was actually close to Dwayne and trying to use him. That happens too. I watch Catfish.
Oh, I love that show.
Anytime I'm in a hotel room, I love just binging some Catfish. And so often it's a close friend to the one that they're trying to use their face to lure this other person in. So yeah, there's so many potentials with it, but I think highlighting again that there could be room for any one of us to fall for something like this if given the right set of parameters and believable pieces to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. some of the worst mistakes I've made in my life. I've never been a victim of a romance scam, but I've made some really stupid decisions when it came to love and men. I mean, I look back and think, who was that person? How did I make that decision to be with that guy for that long? What was I thinking? And why didn't I see the red flags earlier? So I don't fault these. And this scam in particular, I mean, it's bad enough that you get romance scammed by someone who looks like a regular person. It's embarrassing. But Aubrey was so embarrassed because she got made fun of. You know, you really think that The Rock would want to talk to you? You know, but
that's insane that The Rock would reach out, because obviously The Rock would have had to tell his journalist friend that this was happening.
Okay, so I think
he cared enough to embarrass this woman.
I think Aubrey's scam was one of the first scams that for the most amount of money involving The Rock. And so that's probably how he was alerted to it. He's done several videos on social media. He's been really kind. Hey guys, there are people using my name and my image, and you know I came from nothing. I would never ask you for money. Please, please, please do not give someone saying that they're me money. And he even went to the FBI and started working with the FBI to try and bust these scammers, to try and get people to stop using his image.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
So the villain of the story really is the journalist and whoever the scammer is.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So
what if they're one and the same? What if the journalist is the scammer?
No. Because I didn't even think about the scammer. Scammers can be close to the people who they're trying to scam. Like, it's not like The Rock runs around with everybody and everybody is a celebrity that he runs around with. There are obviously other people too.
Look at us with our hot take.
Well, yeah, because
because
his friend would know scammers, if he's having a baby.
Right. These scammers, we're obviously not, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. We're not something for fun. But these scammers will, they will just spray and pray, essentially. Like, that's how they get these, it's the stories we hear, those are the very 0.01% of who these scammers are targeting. And then we think these people are just dumb. No, they're just being close enough to the truth for as many people as possible until they get one person that it's ding, 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 winner.
It's all it takes.
Oh.
$250,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
For 2 years' work.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So one down.
We are off. Wow. We're off number three. Wow. Okay.
We're number three.
Let us continue with story number two.
Okay. Story number two happened around the same time. This woman was taken for $1 million. And
oh no.
Yeah.
Shocked faces.
Okay.
We're here for it. We're here for it, April.
I'm clutching my pearls.
This woman, though, her resume, you guys, she was actually a U.S. spy. She was an intel officer.
We got to release the video on this podcast recording. We can't handle this. We're used to talking about money. I mean, we are talking about money. We're just talking about insane money.
Okay, okay.
We're here for it.
Done. Okay.
Okay, so she had recently lost her husband, went online, met a man from Britain. He had a British accent, because she did speak to him. He was in the forestry business, and she thought it was interesting because she also had some forestry work down in the South America somewhere. He was very articulate. This woman was very articulate. And they talked for a long time. The first time he asked her for money, he said that his friend was trying to get online to an online dating site, and he didn't have the money, or it wouldn't go through for some reason because of his connection or his something was wrong with his card or something, and asked her for $40. And that was a test, and she gave him the $40. So then the money went up, because he had all this forestry land, and he wasn't going to get paid until it was all cut and sent off. And she said, I realized, you know, she's a businesswoman. She actually owns a business now, a vitamin business. But she said, oftentimes you don't get paid until you deliver the product. So I thought it was real. I sent him the money thinking he would pay me back. And he ended up being fake. He was from South America. Now she realizes that in South America, you can have a English accent. And he actually came clean when she started to figure out things weren't adding up. And he video chatted with her. He was a young black man. And he wanted to keep the scam going, obviously, because he was making so much money. So he tried to keep it. He said he wanted to keep the relationship going. And she said, no, I'm not keeping the relationship going. And she kept it quiet for a long time because that's embarrassing, losing that much money.
Wow. He was like, I really like you giving me money and I would love to keep this relationship going. How does that sound?
Well, honestly, when you were starting to say the story, you know, he's articulate and she's articulate and they're both smart and they enjoy each other. Like, yeah, why don't you just then get together if you just want to kind of share money and share ideas? But I guess it doesn't work if it's just a one-way road, if it's just you always only giving.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, we've all been there. Okay.
Yes. Was this guy like, was this guy well educated? Like, if he's that articulate, like, is he just one of those kind of guys that's too smart for his own good and is bored by general work?
Here's the scary part. They're all smart. They're all articulate and they're all well educated. That's why they're so good at what they do.
They're just kind of using their powers for
evil.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the scammers in the U.S. who don't have college degrees. I mean, these people have gone to school. School is a big deal. So, yeah, that's why they're so articulate. They know a lot about a lot of different things. If they would put their mind to something legitimate, they could actually make money, not as much as they're making scamming people. It's easier.
Yeah, I want to know more about this call. Does she describe, like, the call in full, like, FaceTiming her scammer?
She was pretty horrified because the guy that the picture he used was very good looking, probably, you know, 50-year-old white man. And then when she saw this, you know, probably 20-year-old with this really wide smile, like, here I am. And she was like, oh my God.
I mean,
not who he portrayed himself to be.
Not her type.
20 years old.
This woman, like, was probably 50.
Just a kid.
Yeah.
Just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And did she say how he wanted how he envisioned the relationship continuing?
Yeah.
Like, what were his reasons and rationalizations?
She didn't say that. Originally, the plan was that he would move to Houston and they would be together. So I don't know if he wanted to actually move to Houston. A lot of the scammers from South America or Nigeria, wherever, they try and marry the person and move to the States. Now, I don't know if he wanted to do that or just continue living down there and take her money and be friends. I don't know.
Yeah, have a sugar mama.
Yeah.
So this woman, did they meet like on a legitimate dating site?
Yes.
Is that where... Okay, so this is, you know, a dating site where they have, like, commercials, and they're like, find love.
And we're working, I'm on a scam board, a national scam board, where we're actually working with the dating websites to try and get them to crack down on scammers. The only one working with us right now is Match, which does Tinder.
Mm. Interesting.
Okay. So Match and Tinder, and then what do all the other ones say? They're just like,
they're not interested. There's no incentive for them to create a system. I mean, they're doing fine the way they are. I mean, what they're not getting. Yeah.
People are getting matched. they're
people
getting
are
paired.
Finding harmony.
Just not in the way that you would imagine.
Just might be one-sided.
And then what stands out to me in this story is just the vulnerability. I think that's what makes the romance scams all the more difficult or layered, that additional layer of wanting love, wanting partnership, wanting a companion. And for this particular person, after being widowed in a very vulnerable place, now trying to see, can I start over? Could I find love again? And then to have this happen and be swindled from all this money. I'm also still reeling at how much money she had to give.
I know. She's still got some. $1 million? She's not broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's win-win.
It's truly a right place, right time too. Like anybody, no matter how intelligent you are or how much money you've been able to amass, like when a scammer seeks you out at that right place, right time, which was the legitimate dating site in this vulnerable place in her life, and also having the business acumen to say things to her where she believed enough that this guy knew enough about business, and specifically a business she was familiar with, like knew enough to coax that amount. Like, and $1 million, it had to have been, yeah, sure, $40 was the first amount, but the subsequent amounts had to have been like, what, six-figure like sums?
Yeah. They were.
How long was the relationship?
I think it lasted a couple years as well. And you got to remember, this lasted a couple years doesn't sound very long, but you got to realize how much the scammers communicate with their victims all day, all night. I mean, hundreds of messages throughout the day. I mean, she says that it's like a high. They would talk on Yahoo chat, and she said she'd be sitting in her living room and she'd hear the computer from across the room and she'd hear that ding from that message coming through on Yahoo chat, and she'd get this high, this excitement of, oh, he just messaged me again. You know, I can't wait to see what he's talking about now. I mean, that their whole life, that's their whole social life, is talking to this scammer for 2 years.
It's such an investment on the scammer's part.
Well, if you're making that much money, right, it's your full-time job.
Well, a lot of times it's not just one.
Yeah, but to maintain a relationship.
That's why they have multiple scammers, because they want to keep you up all day and all night to keep you delirious so you're not thinking clearly. So a lot of times you think you're talking to one scammer, but you're talking to multiple. They take off in shifts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even
It's a team.
That.
Yeah.
Wow, and what if you dated a team and everybody could give you the thing you wanted?
Well, now
you
know, that would be
And you could just get, you know, if you didn't like something, you didn't have to deal with that person.
You're like, oh, you're the complaining
had a team
one.
Of a team boyfriend. Boyfriend team.
I don't
Is that
I
a bad idea?
I don't want to go down
Happy
that road.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Galentine's Day.
That's too many toilet seats left up for me. Okay. I can only deal with one.
Agree.
Yeah. What if they all had their own bathroom? They shared one bathroom.
And bedrooms and everything.
Possibly.
We've been there, done that with overpriced wireless providers and their fine print contracts. But with Mint Mobile, their wireless plans are just $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's it. No catch.
Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet, sweet savings directly to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
So you can say bye-bye to that overpriced phone plan you've been using and bring your own phone, your same number, and all your contacts with you right on over to any Mint Mobile plan.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/frugal. That's mintmobile.com/frugal. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/frugal. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month, New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You might remember from our budget apps episode, we mentioned Monarch Money as being one of the best apps for people switching from Mint.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
The switch from budgeting with Mint to Monarch is easy since Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint, keeping all of your tags and categories intact. It's also super customizable. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners on this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Moving on.
That's a TLC show, I think. What is it where she has multiple husbands?
Oh, I don't know that one. I know the multiple wives, but not the husbands.
Oh, I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. April.
Okay.
We're ready for it. The third and final, which okay. is the first, the top.
Okay.
Number one story.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
This one's a little bit more deeper. This one's mine. Well, I wasn't scammed, but my mother was. In 2016 is when it started. What's so crazy about her scam? She gave away $350,000. The weirdest part, the most terrifying part about her scam is I think it led to her death. Remember how I said the scammers will keep you up all day and all night, so you're delirious? We hadn't really spoken. We'd been fighting about the scam. And finally, my aunt went to get her. She lost her home, her house. I mean, she lost her house, her car, everything. Moved in with my aunt because I wouldn't let her live with me unless she stopped talking to scammers. And so one day we finally went to get her to go move her in with my brother, and my aunt found her dead on the floor. She was delirious and had rolled out of bed and caught her head between the bed and the nightstand and broke it. So she was on her way to me. I was going to see her in 4 hours and I never saw her again.
Oh, April.
Oh, wow.
That's devastating.
Yeah. That was 2020 is when she died.
Oh, my goodness. So what was that? How did it begin?
Okay.
How did it go? And yeah.
Okay. So she, again, a widow. And she told me she was going to get online and start dating. And I said, that's fine. Just be careful. So she sent me a picture one day, like, I'm talking to this guy named Gerald. And I want to meet him. And I said, Mom, I think that's a scam. Mom was 70 years old. This guy was like 40. Okay. Very good looking and 40. What, you know, that's just, and she said, I'll just be careful. And I said, just don't send money. And she said, I promise I won't send money. That's you and your brother's money. That's your kids' money when I'm gone. Okay, fine. So then one day I get a text message. I've given him $250,000. I'm so ashamed. Come get me. And I'm like, oh my God. Well, it turns out it wasn't $250,000. We got her phone after she died. It was $350,000 because she became addicted to his attention and moved on and talked to other scammers. She ended up talking to three. I actually, before her death, interviewed her for my podcast and I had to pay her because she was asking me for money. I knew she was asking me for money to send to the scammers. So I told her, I won't send you money unless you give me an interview. So I gave her $200 for the interview. And when I was interviewing her, I said, okay, I want you to fess up finally. Cause the scam victims lie to their family members. I said, I want you to tell me, how many scammers were you talking to? And did you stop when you say you stopped? And she said, I was talking to three, giving money to three.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Cause she was lonely and she wanted people to talk to.
Yes.
Do you think that she believed these were the only people who would talk to her? Because it sounds like she knew these are scammers now.
She did.
Continuing to maybe. Remain I mean, in she, contact.
Yeah, she was battling ovarian cancer at the time, so she wasn't able to get out much. So yeah, I do think so. But they were, and she thought that she was a good person, so she deserved someone who was wealthy. I haven't told you the crazy story about what her scammer told her. Okay. He told her that he owned a diamond mine in Turkey and he wasn't able to make it home to Christmas to meet her because he ran into emeralds. And she believed him. I said, Mom, there aren't emeralds in a diamond mine. But he had her convinced that he was rich and he was going to come home and she was going to have, I remember her going like this, I'm going to have diamonds and emeralds. And I was like, oh.
There's nothing more addictive than hope.
Exactly. Oh. Hope.
Well, I don't. Hope is good.
Hope is can be good, but it can also, placed in the right things,
yeah,
is great. But
right,
misplaced can be.
So, April, it sounds like you, as family members on the outside, could see clearly what's happening, trying to talk to your mom and lead her towards well-being for herself. What do you think were her biggest barriers to listening to you?
I think hope. I think she just wanted it to be real so bad. I mean, look back on the bad relationships we've had. You hope. You're hoping, oh, this could be, it'll get better. It'll be true if I just hang on. And then once she realized that he was a scammer, she told me that she was going to get her money back. That's why she was talking to him. Well, that doesn't happen. Scammers are never sending you money back, ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that you're sunk so deep into it, now you feel like, well, I just have to stay in it. Otherwise, what is it? That means I am relegating myself to the entire loss, the loss of the relationship and the loss of the money.
And it's like a death
cost.
Yeah.
It's like a death. And she became a money mule, which a lot of them do. She would go from bank to bank and they would put money in her bank account and then she would send it back out. And banks started kicking her out. She was going to six different banks and money laundering money for these scammers. And I told her, you could go to jail. The federal government is starting to send money mulers to jail. Not much, but they are starting to help crack down on these scams. And I said, do you want to spend the rest of your life in a jail cell? And that would be crazy.
Well, this is something that we talked about in our Halloween episode on scams, is these money mules. And I had not heard about it. But it was like a bank teller who told this guy that he was being scammed. Mm-hmm. He didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. But when the bank teller figured out what he was doing, she is who told him.
I think that's what makes the romance and love part all the more complicated, because I think you hear this a lot more often once they realize they're being scammed. They may not get out of it.
No.
Whereas in the ones that we talked about at Halloween, it's they're thinking that they are saving a family member or getting themselves out of debt. And then when the light comes in, they're like, oh, okay, what do I got to do to backtrack? But when you have this relationship, whether real or perceived or whatever, you're intertwined for years talking with this person nonstop, the second it's pointed out to you and whether or not you believe you're being scammed, it's harder to remove yourself. You're not immediately going to say, well, why don't I get out of this? Because you've shared stories with each other. You've talked like you're in a relationship.
Yeah. And now that's that teller telling that victim that you were talking about that they were money muling, normally they won't stop. My mom didn't stop. And the banking industry can't really share a lot of information with family members. They're trying to change that. They're creating new laws and stuff so the banking industry can stop, because they're losing money too. And another thing that a lot of these victims don't realize, they may be talking to a human trafficking victim as their scammer. There's phone banks where people are being held hostage to scam other people. And that is financing terrorism. I mean, this is scary stuff.
Wow. Whoa. I hearing you say it, it makes sense, but I didn't realize all of the tendrils and how deep this goes and potentially how many people are caught up in it. And I'm so, so sad to hear of where it then led for your mom, for you, for your family, April, that you didn't get to see her come into freedom. And on the other side of that, after her passing, were you able to have any sort of retaliation towards her scammers? Were you more like, let's move on,
or
let's
even help others?
Yeah. Where were you left post 2020?
Well, they tried to scam me next.
The gall.
Oh, tell us about that.
So, because I had Gerald's number saved in my phone. So it was only a couple days after her death. And he sends me a message and he said, I've got a video of you with another gentleman. And I'm going to release it unless you send me money, which, you know, basically we were doing the naughty. And I started laughing. I was like, if you got a video of me doing something like that, let me see it. I don't.
Please share it.
I'm like, this will be.
It'll help me.
I was like,
help my reputation.
There is no such video of me. So he moved on. But the thing is, you can't convict the, you can't go after these scammers and arrest these scammers because they're in another country and it crosses jurisdiction, jurisdictional lines. The only time really that these scammers can be caught is once they've moved to the U.S. or there's a few that have been busted because the governments will get together and say, okay, we're going to go do a bust on this call center or whatever. But yeah.
Are you learning anything through your own experience, through knowledge of all these other scams, about how people can protect them? I mean, it sounds like once you're in it, there's going to have to be a journey to getting out of it. But even before you find yourself there, like what to be aware of before you step into an online relationship, what would you say to people to protect their vulnerability?
Okay, well, there are some red flags. Number one, they'll ask you for money fairly quickly. Don't ever give anyone money online. I mean, I know that sounds obvious, but when they have a sob story, you know, and tugging at your heartstrings, they also profess their love for you fairly quickly. Their grammar sometimes is bad because, you know, it's a different language. And also I'd say a fourth one is, they want to learn everything about you. And you think that's flattering. I remember my mom saying, he wants to know every single one of my favorite songs. And she would come up with these 1960s songs and he would act like they were his favorite too. I was like, right. He was just trying to learn everything. Yeah. He was just trying to learn everything about her so he could act, he would act like, you know, like whatever your religious beliefs are, they're going to act like those are their religious beliefs too. Whatever your music tastes are, that's going to be their musical tastes too. That's just so they can learn how to get in good graces with you. That's not a flattering thing. So I would say those four things.
Wow. Yeah, that is helpful.
And when you're dealing with a loved one who you believe is in a romance scam, how should we best approach?
That is the most difficult question throughout this whole thing. Most scam victims don't get out. They continue. They become addicted to the attention and the companionship. I get so many questions on how can I stop my loved one from being scammed? There is no answer. Some people have tried an intervention that works maybe 2% of the time, but these scam victims, I have one lady, who's living in a trailer because she's lost everything. There's another woman I talked to who's a scam victim's daughter like me. She's worried about, they think that her mom is poisoning her dad, trying to get rid of the dad to be with the scammer. I mean, that's how deep this scam goes.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. So, yeah, there's obviously more at play here than just oh, someone thinks that they're in a relationship. Yeah, there's the attachment to it. There's the what they're receiving from it. There's whatever it's doing to the neurological pathways in their brain and what they're believing that that means about them and their experiences. And there's so much intertwined here. It almost sounds, Jen and I also like to watch cult documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
Like someone's experience exiting
you know,
a cult and
you're
how
exact-
much support and knowledge is needed
exactly.
To move through that.
That's a great comparison. And I've talked to others like me who think the same thing. Some people think it's like a domestic, this is the domestic violence situation of the 70s, because these victims will go to the police. I had an FBI agent go to my mom. That still didn't stop her. And once these victims do realize that they're being victimized and they go to police, police say, that's not a crime. You gave your money away. So that's right. Another reason why they're not prosecuted, why they don't go after these people, even if they are in the U.S.
Yeah, it's complicated for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's not complicated?
No, it's vague.
It's vague, but it's not complicated.
It's not complicated.
The Bill of the Week!
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
April, every week we asked our guests and our listeners to share with us their favorite bill of the week. Maybe it is a bill who is a scammer. Who maybe, you know, got what was coming to him. Or maybe it's a bill you saved money on. We don't care. It's vague, but not complicated.
So my bill of the week would be, I recently saved money by going to Amazon, which I don't recommend, but I did. And I bought exercise equipment and I got rid of my gym membership and I put the exercise, just some weights, put them in my garage and I'm not going to the gym anymore. Saves me time, saves me money.
Yes. I wish that I had space to be that person.
Yeah.
But going to the gym is my escape from my home.
Oh, you like it?
Oh, I love going to the gym.
Oh.
I love going to the gym. Yes. It is an escape for me from my two small children's toys and the home renovation.
Oh.
So.
Well, a lot of people like running too. You see people running and they just look like they're just enjoying it. And I'm like, I want to be that person.
That's her too.
You do too?
That's me too. Yeah.
I don't
care.
She does, not me.
Sorry.
April, I'm here with you. We're doing the at-home workout with whatever we can find around the house. Sometimes it's just water bottles. Sometimes it's not even something we got off of Amazon. We're just filling up water bottles and lifting them. That's amazing. We talk a lot about looking at your subscriptions and are you really using them? And is there another way to get what you need without paying for those subscriptions? If it's something people value, we're here for the gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get the movement that your body needs without it, and you find it actually creates more room for consistency, it's fantastic.
Yes.
I love that bill. If you all listening have a bill about spending money to save money or saving money to spend money, or just saving,
amen,
or just spending, or just being Bill. FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/Bill.
You might remember from our budget apps episode, we mentioned Monarch Money as being one of the best apps for people switching from Mint.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
The switch from budgeting with Mint to Monarch is easy since Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint, keeping all of your tags and categories intact. It's also super customizable. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners on this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's M-O-N-A-R-C-H money.com/frugal for your extended 30-day free trial. Go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight, a room upgrade. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
And now it's time for the lightning round.
Pew. All right. So let's talk about our vulnerability round. What type of scam would you most likely fall for? Like, if the scammer like came to you and said this, you would be like, yep, scam me.
All right. I baked a scammer a cake once.
What?
What?
Expound.
Say more.
Okay. So I was a journalist making little money. And at the time I was married to a man who was a gambling addict and I was desperate for more money. So I went on Craigslist and I found a service that would find you a better job and double your pay. So I went to his office, baked him a cake the night before because I was so excited about the prospect of making more money. He felt guilty when I gave him the cake. I was like, here's a cake. And he was like, I don't know if I could take this. And I was like, well, now I know that that's why, because he knew that he was trying to scam me out of money and I'm giving him this cake. It was rum cake, by the way.
Wow. I love that he feels worse about receiving a cake than taking your money.
Okay,
that
is how was so he going to, so what was the scam going to be?
Okay, so he said that if I gave him $3,000 that day, that he would find me a job that would make me double in pay. But if I didn't sign to it that day and I waited until the next day, it went up to $4,000.
And what'd you do with that cake?
I left it there because I went home. I didn't realize that it was really a scam until I went home and I started thinking about it. And I was like, okay, wait, this is not right. This is no. Yeah, so I never gave
it to him. People do pay for services headhunting services.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And they can make it sound like that.
You pay for career coaches. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the thing. It sounds wild, but people will pay for those things.
A little bit true. It's just a little shred of normalcy.
But I think all the more reason, what we talk about too before making purchases, we talk about this with small purchases, but absolutely big purchases too, creating that pause, not just to pause yourself to say, is this what I really want? But to also do that run through of, how do I feel about this? Does this sound accurate? Is it possible that this person is for real? Is it fake? To give you that time to think it through, because as you're describing, April, scammers are going to feed off of the sense of urgency, creating some level of delirium, not giving you that space to think and use your brain. So all the more that we practice creating our pauses, we'll build up a muscle of protection against some of these tactics of scammers. Wow. That's wild. I bet that cake was good. Hopefully that cake was the thing that had
his life around.
He's like, that woman's so nice, I can't do this to anyone else.
I can't do this anymore. Gosh.
You should reach back out, see if you still have the email.
What about you, Jen?
See, this is a hard question for me. I don't know. I'm a cynic and I can't, maybe if it was like a friend, like a really old friend reaching back out to join her girl boss team. I might sorry. But like I really love connecting with people and I'm so bad at doing it. So if somebody connects to me, I like I'm so excited that sometimes I will think fast and not slow. So I think it would have to be like one of those scammers that recreates your friend's profile and reaches out to you for Bitcoin.
Yeah, like promise of money or better business from someone you think you know.
Yes.
Yeah. For me, I would 100% fall for a hot dog scam. Like they're promising free hot dogs, so I show up hungry, and really they're just passing out warm puppies. That'd be devastating.
If you showed up to a place and they promised hot dogs and there were puppies.
Like warm puppies, hot dogs.
All puppies are warm.
That would be, yeah, right. But like, that's the scam, you know? It's not actually
hot dogs.
That's not
a scam. That's a beautiful thing.
No, it'd be a scam for me.
It's a beautiful thing. You show up and there are puppies.
I'm getting an American delight of cuisine. It's just puppies. Scammed. I'm scammed.
We're not, I'm not even a pet person. And I think seeing puppies is great.
Oh, and the puppy scams are hard. I could get scammed with a puppy scam. Easy.
Oh, and those are real. We didn't even cover those in our Halloween. Like you put down a deposit for a puppy and you never get the puppy. That is a common thing. That happened a lot during the pandemic when everyone was getting dogs. Yeah, that happened a lot, man.
Wow.
Well, that's, you know, everybody is susceptible to scammers. Yes. It is literally right place, right time.
All they have to do is find our area of vulnerability.
Yep. And if it's not you, it's somebody you love. So everybody is susceptible and probably in your time will be impacted.
So know your areas of vulnerability and work to protect it.
Yeah. I think it's a relief that you don't have to be smarter than anybody in order to just take enough pause to think slowly.
April, thank you for sharing all of these stories, your own story. This has been a fun little bit of a departure from what we normally do. And if people like this departure and they want to go down more of the rabbit trail with you, where can they find more from you?
ScammerStoriesPodcast.com on iTunes or on Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Awesome. Thank you, April. Beautiful.
Thank you. It was fun.
Well, I found that show. It is having multiple husbands. It's Seeking Brother Husband.
So I don't like it.
You could have a team of brother husbands, Jill.
I don't like those pairing of words.
Well, TLC did.
TLC is unhinged. I did not realize it until later in adulthood. TLC is who raised me on my sick days home from school. That
says a lot, I guess.
But all right.
Yeah. But this was a really good one. One thing that we learned after the episode is that if for some reason the scammer is in the US, one way that you could possibly get them is tax evasion. So we all know that these like big gangsters from the big gangster times, whenever those decades were, didn't actually get arrested because of any of their murders. They got arrested from tax evasion.
Whoa.
That's how they got them.
Go after the white collar crimes.
Yeah, because there's actually a reward. The IRS will give you a reward. It says at least 15%, but not more than 30% of the proceeds collected attributed to the information submitted by the whistleblower. So if somebody in your life is scamming or trapping,
whoa.
We actually learned this from a TikTok from our friend Vivian at Your Rich BFF.
Oh, nice.
And they are no longer in your life, or you don't want them to be in your life anymore. make sure they truly are evading taxes. And if they are, you can report them and you will get a reward. So wow. You can maybe recoup some of your money or some of somebody else's money.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's a little,
there
you can
is some level of recourse, but really the best recourse is getting out and finding real belonging and companionship.
Yes. I think real in life, because that way, if you do get scammed, you can whistleblow them to the IRS. I think that is the lesson we've learned here. Make real relationships with real in-person American scammers.
Yeah, so you can whistleblow.
Yeah. I think that's what I've learned. And just, if you can, create a team of boyfriends.
Man, beware of the internet.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm very excited that you guys hang out with us, even when we do something that's a little offbeat. Please let us know if you like it by leaving a review. And please let us know if you don't like it by not leaving a review. Sending a quiet email that has just a few words and say, I didn't like it. That's it. But if you did like it, you can leave a review like this one from Aquajix. It happened to be 5 stars. They say, love this. Priceless. I'll forever give these ladies 5 stars. That's it.
Yeah. So your kind review can also be short and sweet.
Yes.
And we'll read it and love it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Again, if you did enjoy it, please take some time to leave us a rating and review if you have not done that yet. Get our friend letter if you're not getting that yet. Girlfriendspodcast.com. We're here for it all.
We are. See
shooting
you next
our
time.
Cupid arrows.
Fully clothed. Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni. Okay, Jill, so this releases on 2/13, day before Valentine's Day. 2 days ago, 2 days preceding this, the Super Bowl happened.
Ooh, yes.
And we do know that the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing the Super Bowl.
Oh, we do know that.
We do know that.
Okay, yep. That's knowledge we both have.
We both have that knowledge. Mm-hmm. Now, previously, I thought I was going to have to obligatorily root for Detroit.
Because you thought Detroit was Chicago.
Correct. I didn't think Detroit was Chicago. I just thought Detroit and Chicago were the same for 1 minute that I spoke out loud.
That's fine.
But not regularly. So as I have already apologized to everybody in both Chicago and Detroit. But thankfully, they didn't win. So I can forget that all ever happened. But I think there's only one correct answer to who everyone in the Super Bowl will be rooting for, right?
Oh, because who's playing? Oh, Kansas City.
And the 49ers. San Francisco and Kansas City. You're tracking. Keep going.
They're not the Bills.
No, I know it. They're not the Bills.
Chiefs?
Uh-huh. Who plays for the Chiefs? You don't know. Who's dating somebody that plays for the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. It has nothing to do with Bill. I got excited. I'm like, gosh. Bill's got to be a part of this, not Taylor Swift.
Because I never talk about Taylor Swift. But ultimately, also, I just think Kansas City is a better city than San Francisco. Like, it's just...
I've never been.
Nobody has ever told me they've found human feces on the ground in Kansas City, just like on the street.
That's true. I have been to San Francisco, didn't love it. Never been to Kansas City, but maybe I can agree.
Yeah, so many people have just told me about the human feces on the ground in San Francisco. And so I just feel like there's only one right answer. And I hope that they win. And I can't wait to see all the memes of Taylor Swift if they do it. That's another reason I want
them to
win.
It's gonna
break the
internet.
I just want to see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're just going to sit back and watch. You know there's a lot of people going to cheer for the 49ers because they're the underdogs. But all this is old news. We're talking about it like it's fresh, hot takes, but Super Bowl's over by the time this
right.
comes out.
I want to know, like, apparently since September, she's made like millions of dollars for the Chiefs. Like, there's been...
Do you think that's a scam? Oh.
I don't know.
Do you think this is a scam? You know how people thought that their romance was a scam? You think people are still saying that?
I don't know. You know what? They're both funny. Okay, Swift has been worth over $330 million for the Chiefs. That's how much her relationship with the...
How?
With the man.
I don't think I understand Travis how money Kelce. Works all of a sudden.
So apparently it's just in kind of like marketing and merch sales, but I think most of it is...
Oh my word, this is perfect when it comes to romance stuff. This is the title of the article. Taylor Swift's romance with tight end Travis Kelce is worth $331 million to the Kansas City Chiefs and NFL.
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine if our romance, if our companionship with someone meant $331 million? My No. romance is worth about 10, I think.
Dollars?
Yeah. Yes. I think because of our love.
My romance with Travis has cost him money. Yes. It is an expense, not an asset.
Oh my goodness. I don't understand. I don't think I get it.
Yeah. Apparently airline marketing teams are capitalizing, adding flight numbers inspired by the pair.
Is this like modern day arranged marriage? Like reasons, you know, when kings would marry daughters of other nations to have alliances? Is that what's happening? Like, we need this alliance because of what it means for football.
Oh my
god. And the American public.
This is not a joke. American Airlines, the flights from Kansas City to Las Vegas, which is where the Super Bowl was held, essentially. The flight there is $19.89. And the flight back is 87, which is Travis Kelce's number.
Stop.
The world has lost it.
It's mined.
Oh my god. So this is part of the money, right? People paying for these big faces, cardboard faces of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but how's the NFL making money off of that?
I don't know. But here you go.
Here you go, folks.
That's how could your romance be worth $330 million?
Just to Kansas City. Imagine what their romance is worth to airlines.
To Staples.
Who
clearly printed these large heads. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. We need to stop this.
Yeah,
podcast.
We need to stop. We'll just do another episode on this.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.